And I see you still have your Halloween costume on. You're masquerading as a Hall of Fame football coach.
No. That'd be a masquerade.
Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville over on 102.5 this morning. We got to sit up straight in our chairs. And, of course, we're always on 94.9, 101 with Greg Pogue. It's coming up from about 10:15 to 11:15 with Jeff Jarrett, the WWE Hall of Famer. Good dude, on top of everything else. Michael Coleman, first time I ever saw Michael Coleman, he was in your backfield with Arsente Broom, now the coach over at Antioch, and that crew over there, and went on, played Major League Baseball. I did that instead of going to Alabama and football with that. Michael, what are you doing, man?
Man, I am just taking life as it comes. Good morning, guys.
You staying busy. Don't be telling no story.
That I am. I'm grateful to be busy.
Well, let's just don't bury the lead then. What are you doing?
I own an M3 baseball training facility. 2 weeks ago Friday, we hit 19 years of servicing the public and tons of kids that have come to those doors.
Why?
It's I've been fortunate enough to come where I came from and make it to where I made, coming out of East Nashville, not having a whole lot, being raised by my grandmother, and luckily to run across coaches like Bubba and other people. I've been very grateful, and I've been able to give back to kids that have come through those doors at M3 to teach them the game of baseball and a lot of my softball players.
You know, Michael, if it's one thing that I tell people is something that you just said. You, Ron Mercer, and Dante Jones, I tell people this story all the time. Three people, two of the three went to Stratford. The third one should have been there because we had the brother and sister, but anyway. Y'all grew up about a mile from one another, if that, and all three of you ended up playing professional sports, you in baseball, the other two in basketball, and ended up in Boston for your first professional contract. And
yeah, you couldn't have drawn that up any
better. Right. And we wouldn't have thought that at the time, but as I tell people about Michael Coleman or Arsente Broom, Michael Coleman – is the only player in my 40 years that I coached that could have played professional baseball and professional football. And that's because of your work. Now, you didn't have that great work ethic at first before you picked it up.
I did not. I did not.
You own up to that. And I tell you what, I'm not proud of because you played pro baseball. I'm proud of because you didn't forget where you come from. And you're helping the kids, and they need that. And
I will never forget where I came from. And here soon, I'll be telling my story for the public and for the world, at least the Nashville world, and on the outskirts to know exactly what I went through. I think a lot of them only see that this kid came from Nashville and he made it to the big league, so they don't understand what I went through to get to that level. It was very trying times in my teen, going to middle school, leaving BGA in the ninth grade, coming back to Stratford, having to set out a year. There was a lot that went on, and I've had people in my corner from the Mike Barnes to the Mark Lamberts that took me in as a youngster and helped show me the way when I was going through some trying times growing up.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, our Strike and Spare Legend of the Week, Michael Coleman. We're over in East Nashville at Roy's Meat Service right now, by the way. Do you ever tumble in your mind, because Bubba just said it, you had a choice when you went baseball, you made it to the Red Sox, you made it to the major leagues. Do you ever tumble in your mind the what ifs, or do you allow yourself to do that?
I do. It's fun sometimes, especially watching my Crimson Tide play. I feel like sometimes on certain plays I could have done it better, but hey, it's fun reminiscing with the fellas and whatnot when we're out hanging out. At sports bars or whatever we're doing, but it's always good to go backwards sometimes, reliving memories. It's a fun time right now because high school playoffs are just winding down. The playoffs are kicking off next week. I live through a lot of my kids right now. One of my kids right now, and I've got tons of kids playing high school football, but Maddox Porter at VGA, one of my M3 baseball kids, a two-way absolute stud, is killing it as a freshman right now. It's fun to watch these kids do that because I went through it all them years ago, and I listened to them talk their smack to me, but I got to humble them. I was doing this well before you was even thought about.
There you go, Michael. You're the OG now, right?
Right.
Yeah, I am. And I'm glad to be that, man, because the way our world have went, man, a lot of people aren't here anymore. I'm just thankful to still be here and be able to reminisce and think about some of the stuff, some of the coaches I had in high school and whatnot, and all the good times we did have. They all wasn't good, but the majority of them were good, and they were life lessons for me and along with a lot of other people that grew up in East Nashville.
One of the things, Michael, that you said, when you and the guys get together, you, Arcente, Gregory Young, Romy Reed, Jesse Woodard, all of you, and it's a great thing, and I bug y'all, hey, you forget the coach's number, you know. You don't ever call the coach and say, hey, coach, we're going so-and-so.
Well, you know, he's the OG. You're the ROG, real old guy.
Coach is the AARP. No, coach knows that I love him, and a lot of these things are last minute, and they get together because they never do anything on time. It's the spur of the moment, and we're gone, and before you know it, we're hanging out and taking pictures, and that's what everybody sees. But I try to plan stuff, but nobody's ever on schedule.
He'd rather have – he wouldn't show. He just wants the invite. That's all he wants.
And you know what? Surprised. I'm going to invite him just to see if he's going to show
up.
Yeah,
you dang straight. You let me know. I'll get his butt there, okay?
Absolutely.
Michael Coleman with us. Hey, Michael, I tell you, one of the – when I was writing for the Nashville Banner, you were with the Red Sox. Robin and I came up. We were on vacation, and, you know, I got a credential, did a story on you for the Nashville Banner, but it was really cool getting you to – I got to go down into the Red Sox locker room, their clubhouse, and that was a special time, man. That's the show, man. That's the show, buddy.
Yep.
It's definitely a dream, and I never thought – not that I ever doubted my ability, but I was, I guess, clueless to the fact that when you got drafted, I thought you went right to the big leagues. That's just what I thought. I didn't have nobody tell me any different. So when I ended up in Fort Myers, Florida, it was like, oh, my God.
It
so
was
that,
tough
that
on
whole
him.
Minor league thing, it took off. It was tough. First time I failed at anything, and I was ready to quit, and I was ready to go to Bama. I was ready to play football.
Yeah, they still
and
wanted
had a conversation
you.
With my, yeah, they did. They were going to give me another opportunity to do it, even though they were absolutely pissed when I decided to go that route in the first place.
You don't have to tell me. I was sitting at Dreamland with Coach Stallings.
I know, and, man, I'm grateful for them dudes, man. And I, luckily, over the years, even when I got to the big leagues, I got to talk to them briefly here and there. I guess for me, it eased it a little bit because it was a rough time when I made that decision. The Bama people wore me out. But at that time, man, we as 17-, 18-year-old kids, sometimes you got to do what's best for your family. And a lot of them don't understand the background that you came from.
Michael, I said the same thing. I can remember – in the parking lot at Stratford when you pulled me, said, Coach, I need to talk to you. And you said, what would you tell Christopher? Of course, Christopher's my son. I said, Michael,
right.
You got to do what's in your heart. And I think now, no matter what, and like I told you then, you just make the decision, don't look back and go with it. But, Greg, you're talking about you got to go in the locker room at Boston. My favorite team has always been the Cincinnati Reds. He got traded to the Reds. And he was going to the Reds, and I happened to be in Florida with Holly, my daughter, doing cheerleading. And he called me and said, Coach, I got traded. I'm going to Florida. And he told me where. I rented a car and went there. And he took me through the locker room of the Reds facility down Pete Rose batting practice, Joe Morgan's field. I know what you mean, Greg, because I went through there. And I go through there and I see – and that's back when Dion was going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
It was Barry Larkin, Michael, and Dion.
I don't care about the Reds. Enough of that. Okay.
If it was the Brewers, he'd talk.
But I would let Michael talk about it, and you sit over there talking about the Reds. All right, fine.
See what I had to put up with, Michael?
Hey, Michael, tell the people. tell the people about, you know, where they can get involved with what you're doing and all of that, and how many, I mean, we know how many young men and women you've impacted, and we admire it so much. How can people get to it?
M3 Baseball is located at 1412 Antioch Pike, right here in the middle of town, right near the Sam's Club on Antioch Pike. You can't miss it. I've been there forever. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. 615-474-4336. You can reach me at any time of the day. It's all about customer service when parents reach out and trying to make myself as accessible as possible to them. And just like Coach has, he's popped his head at M3. Greg, you need to pop your head at M3.
I will.
Say hi.
I will.
Yep, it's open to everyone, man.
Yeah, I need to take a few cuts.
Good looking.
I need to take a few cuts.
Well, oh, my God. If you do, we are going to record it because it will be posted. So you might want to get in a little safe first.
The only thing I can do is get hit. If I'm going to get on base, I'm going to get hit.
Oh, no. We're going to have fun with it, man. That's all right. What it's all about, teaching these kids the game.
All right. Hey, Michael, you know what we think of you, bud. Take care, Ben.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you, guys.
Talking to you, Michael.
And what he's done with M3, oh. I mean, he calls them his kids now.
Yeah.
I mean, the impact that he's had.